Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, held out a loving
hand. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. A little Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Gene Grisman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of the Brain Trust, author of many books, including Lincoln and Obama, including The Time Tactics of Very Successful People, including The Words Lincoln Lived By. That's my favorite book probably in my entire library, Gene. That little book is dog-eared and marked on and post-it notes sticking out of it. Welcome back, Gene. Thanks again. PresidentLincoln.com is Gene's website. Gene, what would President Lincoln tell us right now? Here we are on the threshold of a new year, a brand spanking new shiny penny of a year. No blemishes yet. All the possibility in the world. What would the president, what would the 16th president of the United States tell us about the way we should think about our mistakes and our successes from last year? What would he say to us?
Well, we actually know that he said at one time that he learned more from the cases he lost as a lawyer than the ones he won. And I think learning the proper lesson from something that doesn't work out is terribly important. And I say the right lesson. I think very often we learn or think we learn the wrong lesson from something that doesn't work out. For example, a salesperson will pitch to a client and is unsuccessful, and he or she will say, well, you know, I'm never going to try it with them again. A lot of effort that was wasted. Well, the truth is, he or she may have presented at the wrong time in the buying cycle, or the timing may have been wrong, or to the wrong person, couldn't get the decision maker, or perhaps the presentation didn't touch on the need that the prospect felt. In other words, it wasn't properly executed. It was a good idea, but not properly executed, not the right time. So it's important to analyze very carefully when something doesn't work out why it didn't work out.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the reason why, you know, we tend to flinch and from pain oftentimes from the mistakes that we make, and we just need to spend a little more time on those. Now, do you think we spend enough time on our successes? It seems to me that we often spend so much time celebrating our successes and patting ourselves on the back that we might give ourselves a little bit too much credit for our successes. What do you think?
I think that, and I think sometimes we do not stop to analyze why we were successful, so that success is a one-time thing. It is not replicable. And so if we spent the time saying, which among those things that we did contributed to the success, if we analyzed, if we were careful in our thinking, we could make it happen again. I interviewed a very famous entrepreneur many years ago, Xavier Roberts. He's the guy who invented the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Right.
And made zillions of dollars. And he gave me a quote once. He said, once you invent the wheel, it'll roll anywhere. And isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you see, there's certain elements that make success. And once you learn what they are, you can use them again and again and again. Back to the Orange Bowl, which I enjoyed so much. I'm a former Georgia Tech.
Right. I wanted to mention that earlier.
I won that game. And one of the things that Georgia Tech discovered, especially in the second half, was the dive play. And it worked again and again and again. In fact, the coach, Paul Johnson, said it became our gravy train.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think entrepreneurs and small business people can learn what works and use it again and again and again.
What? Yeah, as long as, and here, this is very important, as long as the receiving side is responding as they should. And in the case of the football, the defense, as long as they're still befuddled by it, then yeah, you can still use it. But in the marketplace, you obviously, the worst thing you can do is befuddle your customers. And as long as customers are responding to that, this is the problem we have right now, though, Gene, is small business owners are still, many of them, way too many, are still operating their small businesses as if it were 1985 or even 2005. Or maybe even 2010. They're operating their businesses as if that dive play that they've been using all these years was still working, and it isn't, because customers have changed. They've changed their defense, and they're prepared for the dive play. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you totally. For example, the impact that social media now has the customer.
That's right.
Is terribly important. I just did a program for DoubleTree for the Hilton chain. And they told me that they read TripAdvisor every day to see what the customers are saying about their business.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They have to do that or they won't make it. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. PresidentLincoln.com, right?
It is.
And we look forward to seeing you next time. Come back soon.
And it's a pleasure always to be with
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Gene Greissman, Dr. Gene Greissman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in a road die again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.